From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. The mandatory evacuation order for several neighborhoods near Colorado Springs has been lifted, and the huge wildfire there is now being called 55% contained. About 1,500 homes have been cleared for their owners to reoccupy. Colorado Public Radio's Eric Whitney reports.
For the second day in a row, Fire Incident Commander Rich Harvey said the Black Forest fire did not grow and reported significant gains in containment.
We did make good progress all around the fire.
He said fire commanders allowed water-dropping helicopters to sit idle for the first time.
That's a good thing. They didn't use them because they didn't need them.
Homeowners evacuated since Tuesday are anxious to return to their properties. While some are being allowed back, the county sheriff says it may be weeks before full public access to the entire burn zone is allowed. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in El Paso County, Colorado.
Facebook and Microsoft are releasing limited information on data the companies have provided to the government. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the firms have been negotiating with national security officials to reveal more details about the surveillance.
Facebook, Microsoft, and Google have pressured the Obama administration to disclose how the web companies comply with national security orders. But the government is only allowing them to release aggregate numbers on all government inquiries, ranging from local missing persons probes to orders under the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Act. Facebook says it received between 9 and 10,000 requests in the last half of 2012, affecting between 18 and 19,000 Facebook users. For the same period, Microsoft says it received between 6 and 7,000 criminal and national security warrants, subpoenas, and orders, affecting between 31 and 32,000 accounts. Google says it's waiting to be able to reveal more meaningful information that singles out national security surveillance. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Religious conservatives were in Washington this weekend for the meeting of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Speakers included the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Reince Priebus. He's asking religious conservatives to back new efforts by the GOP to expand their membership, saying it would help if GOP members did a better job of explaining their party's background.
We don't tell our history anymore as a party. We've lost our history. We're the party of equality, freedom, opportunity. It's our party that has a rich history, but you wouldn't know it because we don't say it.
The Republican National Committee recently issued a report linking the successes of the party to more tolerant attitudes on social issues such as same-sex marriage. Priebus didn't discuss these Saturday. Tens of thousands of jubilant supporters of Hassan Rouhani are celebrating his election as president of Iran. The moderate, reformist-backed candidate received more than three times the votes of his nearest rival. Rouhani says it's a new opportunity for those who truly respect democracy. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. At least 20 people have been killed in coordinated bombings and shooting attacks in western Pakistan. The dead include 14 female students. NPR's Philip Rees reports.
The students were killed when a bomb ripped through a bus at a women's university in Quetta. Shortly afterwards, militants burst into a nearby hospital that was treating the injured, hurled grenades, and shot dead a senior government official. There was panic and chaos. Patients and staff were trapped as firefights raged. After several hours, security forces gained control of the building after killing most of the attackers. The dead reportedly include several nurses and relatives of people injured by the earlier bombing. Quetta's seen much violence by Islamist, sectarian, and separatist groups, but this attack is worse than most and is causing outrage in Pakistan. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.
Federal investigators are arriving in Louisiana to look into what caused an explosion that killed one worker at a chemical plant. Friday night's blast in Donaldsonville was the second chemical plant explosion in the area in 2 days. Officials from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration are waiting for the CF Industries facility to be deemed safe. General Motors is recalling more than 193,000 SUVs from the 2006 and 2007 model years because a circuit board in the driver's door could short and cause a fire. A short may cause the power door lock and power window switches to function intermittently or become inoperative. At least 28 door fires were reported, including some when the vehicle was left unattended. The SUVs span the entire line of GM operations from Chevrolet, GMC, and Buick to Saab and Isuzu. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.